RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bow! Yeah! Little Earth, Wind, and Fire for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Dan Day is going to be at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tonight. The sun's shining through the window. Solana's got to put the shade down. Solana's got to get out of here anyway. He's got to get to the Kaseya Center. He's got preheat coming up at 6:15. Tonight, Funky Buddha, Oakland Park. Dan Day will be there hosting trivia. You're looking for a fun little Monday night? Head over to Funky Buddha. Let me see what else is going on there. Just checking their Instagram. I texted Chef Jeff to see what they're doing for the final Eat the Enemy of the season. Dolphins are at New England on Sunday. And, you know, if you watch the Dolphins game at Funky Buddha, Chef Jeff puts a menu item on the menu for that day only that corresponds with the opposing team's city.
Clam chowder.
It has to be something fish-related. They've played New England once this season already, and I forget what the menu item was.
Well, a lobster roll, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a lobster roll.
Yeah, lobster.
So they'll probably do that again, I'm guessing. Probably a lobster roll, but I'm waiting to hear back from Chef Jeff. But anyway, do they have they do New Year's Eve there?
I'm sure they do.
At Funky Buddha?
I'm sure they do. They probably have some sort of like menu that you could go...
One would think, right?
Spend New Year's there. That'd be fun.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine they do, right? I don't see anything on the Instagram. Well, maybe you'll want to spend New Year's Eve there. But I'm not 100% certain what they're doing. So that's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
That'd be fun, though. In a bar.
I'm all about that.
The restaurant.
Like a friendly place. Yeah. Just have a friendly place. And you can probably watch the game there.
That's right.
Well, that would make sense.
Oh, for sure. They got to be open.
All right.
They got to be
that
open.
That makes sense. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Solana's got to go do preheat, so let's do a quick look at the headlines with Solana, and then we'll let him get out of here so he can get to the Kaseya Center in time. You excited for tonight's game?
I am.
Yeah. Fun to see Denver. Listen, win or lose, like to watch arguably the greatest player in the NBA right now play is kind of special.
Also, it's a good test for Miami. Like, hey, you slumped a little, you got back to doing what you were doing. But yeah, you beat the Pacers,
I mean,
you beat the Hawks.
Test? You're really expecting them to hold court against Denver tonight?
Why not?
Because I think Denver's that much better than them.
Denver's definitely a better team. They have the best player in the world, but I still think,
this is a better winnable game. Though, is an understatement. They're that much better, in my opinion.
But they're only two. You said 2.5 point favorites tonight.
Yes, correct.
That's not that much.
Correct.
And they're banged up too. You take advantage of that.
And I saw for sure Bam is available tonight.
Bam
I saw
is
that.
Available.
Yeah.
Not that Bam Adebayo has been mega successful at slowing down Nikola Jokic, but really nobody has.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, name the person who can.
The Miami Dolphins, we have to start here. Won a game yesterday. You're not with the camp, right? I mean, we've established this, that they should be losing games. I mean,
no.
Yesterday was fun.
First of all, what's the difference if you have the 11th pick or the 12th pick?
It could matter. It could.
Well, but it at that point, it's a crapshoot. It's not like having the overall number one when you need a quarterback and Andrew Luck is coming out. Like, it's just not that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I thought yesterday was fun. And, you know, Omar, I know he had joined us earlier. We didn't even talk about this, but he had written something where he said the Dolphins, they need a mentality shift. Mm. They need like a... You know, I know it's cliche down here because of the heat or whatever, but like a culture change. They need a mentality shift, and losing games on purpose goes against that shift.
Would you like to guess what the line is Sunday in New England?
Patriots double-digit favorites at home.
Patriots are 11-point favorites.
They're legit.
Oh, my God. They're legit. Any doubts that you had at the beginning of the season, like... That team is good. Now, granted, they didn't have a very tough schedule, and I don't know if they're going to be an easy out in the playoffs, but, man, they look good.
They lost to the Raiders week one. Can you believe that? They lost to the Raiders week one. Think about that. Had they not lost to the Raiders to open up the season at home, they would have gone 12-2 this season. Their only other losses, Pittsburgh at home, they started the season 1-2.
Wait, they couldn't have been 12-2. That's only 14 games.
Well, no, I mean, entering this Sunday.
That would only be 14 games still entering Sunday, 12-2.
Well, they're 13-3.
Right.
They would have been 14-2.
All right, that makes more sense. Because you have to
What'd
have
I say?
You said 12-2.
I subtracted from both the wins and the loss
you
category.
Did.
Yeah. They lost to Las Vegas week one. They beat the Dolphins. That's the game Devon Achane stepped out of bounds on what would have been a game-winning touchdown.
Yeah.
And then they lost to the Steelers week three. So they started the season 1-2. And you're right. I mean, listen to this. They beat Carolina. They beat Buffalo at home. Good win. They beat the Saints. They beat Tennessee. They beat Cleveland. They beat Atlanta. They beat Tampa Bay. Then they beat the Jets. They beat the Bengals without Joe Burrow. They beat the Giants without, what's his face?
Jackson Dart.
And then they lost to Buffalo. They beat Baltimore without Lamar Jackson. Then they beat the Jets. Now they get the Dolphins. They kind of played nobody.
You don't know till they get to the playoffs. You want to guess what the line is next Sunday night? Pittsburgh hosting Baltimore for all the marbles. When I say all the marbles,
Isn't it Saturday night?
No, Sunday night.
That's Sunday night.
Yeah. Okay. There are Saturday night games, but it's not the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game.
It is not.
Don't ever interrupt me again, Jimmy.
Sorry.
Why would you apologize to that? I was being an a-hole, and you apologized. You should come in here, and you should hit me in the back of the head.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
You think Jimmy could kick your ass?
Yes. Yeah.
He really wanted to.
Yes. And I think he does really want to. What do you think the line is? Sunday night, for the right to go to the postseason, Pittsburgh hosting Baltimore.
Pittsburgh minus 4.5.
Baltimore minus 3.
What?
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
I might throw a little something on that. We don't even know Lamar's going to play yet.
I would imagine he's going to play because they need him to get into the playoffs, and I think that tells you what Vegas thinks about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they lost to the Browns.
Yep.
So did the Dolphins. Dolphins got crushed by the Browns.
Yeah, but the Dolphins aren't on the cusp of making the playoffs this week.
Correct. Georgia Southern giving their coach a Gatorade bath for winning the Birmingham Bowl.
I mean, why not? You win a bowl game, you get a Gatorade bath. Your FIU Panthers.
Tough one. Hey, man, they made a bowl game first year of Willie Simmons' career at FIU. So shout out to them. But, man, they're up 14-0, and Jimmy had to send a text.
Completely jinxed them.
To our group chat that said, wow, hot start by FIU. They got outscored 57-13 the rest of the game. Way to go, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Right. But Gatorade bath, huh, for the Birmingham Bowl.
Sure, why not? It's a bowl game.
You watch any of the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
I didn't. So, man, I'm going to get in trouble for
don't
this.
Don't do this.
There's a few things.
Don't do this.
All right. There's a few things I'm over.
Everybody in the world, there's one thing that brings everybody together in sport, and it's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And you're going to tell me here that you're over the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
I'm over it. I'm over a couple of things. I don't even want to say it. I have this clipped or whatever. I'm kind of over Kirk Street's dog.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, it's enough already.
That one, I'm well, because we're on number two.
Right. Right. I mean, no, I was the first one, I was all about it.
Right.
And man's best friend. And
God rest his soul, by the
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Like, now just, we're going to do it again?
But there was also not a lot of time in between.
Almost none. And now, but I'm kind of over the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I got it. It was cute. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not there with everyone.
No. They nailed it. They nailed it this year. End zones with the sprinkles.
Mm.
That was fun.
All right.
The Pop-Tart ripping off the foil when he got to the stadium.
Just don't worry.
You didn't see.
I saw
the
everything.
Pop-Tart ripping the foil off like he was Superman.
You can't not see it if you're on social media.
And
you know I live on social media, and I'm just not.
And then one of the Pop-Tarts running away from the toaster.
Dive in at the end.
Diving in.
It's fine.
Smart move.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. The first one, I'm with you. We got you. At least wait a year.
It was touching. It was, but like you can't just replicate that. Like,
because how do we know they really have a bond? They don't have a bond yet.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about other person's relationship with their dog or whatever.
No,
I'm just telling you what I personally have had enough of. Mm-hmm. I'm not hating on it. I think it's beautiful. I'm just telling you where I personally stand.
Right.
On a few things that are littering my timeline. I don't know if I'm with the Pat McAfee field goal money thing on game day anymore.
So what's up with that?
I heard they might get rid of it.
He's giving his own money to somebody?
Right, but is he really? I don't know.
Yeah, he's giving money to somebody, and then part of that, like it's 50-50. Half goes to the person, half goes to a charity.
I don't know about that.
Sure.
What? It goes to charity?
Yeah. Part of it, half of it goes to charity.
Where'd you come up with that?
College game day.
But I thought the kid gets all the money.
Yeah, because he tells them, you make this field goal, $150,000.
It goes to charity? Are you confusing it with the 50-50 raffle at the Panthers game?
No, I'm not.
Jimmy, offer still on the table, by the way. Fantasy football championship. We split the money evenly.
Oh,
no deal.
You talked over my Google. Now it's answering about fantasy football. Does half of Pat McAfee's college game day money award for a kid who makes a field goal go to charity? Let's see if that didn't confuse.
You talked to Google?
Only when I'm doing the show. I don't do talk to text. I don't do any of that stuff. Yes, a significant portion of the winnings from Pat McAfee's college game day kicking contest goes to charity, often splitting the prize money with the student.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Jimmy was right.
Get that.
Well, then now you have to love it.
I mean, just make a donation quietly, McAfee.
Well, I see what's happening here. I realize a trend.
What is that?
You don't know kicking.
I was wrong on Riley Patterson.
You were wrong.
I'll give you that. Okay. I will give you that.
Okay. You're wrong about Quinn Ewers as well.
What do you mean?
Dolphins probably win on Monday Night Football with Quinn Ewers.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And tonight at Funky Buddha, you can watch yourself a little Monday Night Football. I imagine you can watch a little Heat basketball. You can watch a little Panthers hockey. And you can enjoy trivia with our own Dan Day. He's going to be there at Funky Buddha tonight in Oakland Park. And that's where the party is. So 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You do have a lot of action tonight. You got Monday Night Football. You got Heat. You got Panthers. I mean, and we got the big game, obviously, coming up Wednesday night. So let me just look here on the app. The Monday Night Football game, by the way, Rams are 7-point favorites tonight in Atlanta. Rams are 7-point favorites. Told you earlier, the Heat game tonight, they're hosting Denver at the Kaseya Center. Heat are 2-point home dogs tonight. And let me just see what the Panthers line is. And let's see. Panthers are -125 favorites tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. You obviously have a huge Panthers game Friday, which is the Winter Classic. Very excited for that. We will talk about that during this shortened Hockman, Crowder, and Solana week of shows. Panthers are -125 favorites tonight. And what was the other thing that I was just going to look at? The heck was it? Anyway, Panthers tonight, slight favorites. Heat tonight, slight dogs. And the Falcons are 7-point home dogs tonight on Monday Night Football. Oh, I was going to look at the Canes game for Wednesday night. So Canes right now, 9.5-point underdogs. They were 8.5-point underdogs throughout most of the show today, and now they're 9.5-point underdogs. So if you're looking to bet the Canes on Wednesday night, they are getting 9.5. And again, that game we had Don Bailey Jr. on in the 4 o'clock hour. That game will be heard right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. So you got Heat basketball tonight on this radio station. Panthers tonight, Jimmy, are on 560 AM, I'm guessing. Panthers around 5:60 a.m. tonight, so that's where you can hear that. And then, like I said, this week, you'll have a full show from us tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, you'll get 1 hour from us, 2 till 3. And then you'll get the Canes pregame show beginning at 3 p.m. Thursday, I will be on the air. Thursday, New Year's Day, I will be on the air because we're going to have to react, obviously, to the Canes game, which will be the night before New Year's Eve. And then Friday, Solana will be on the air with Josh Appel, and they will be live at Lone Depot Park. Has anyone seen some of the video? Check out Will Manso or Giselle Espinales. They retweeted some of the video of Lone Depot Park and what it looks like right now as they're getting ready for the Winter Classic on Friday. It is going to be a super cool night of hockey outdoors in what's going to be a chilly Miami, Florida. So I'm very excited about that on Friday, but optically, I think it's going to look super, super cool. And again, that game you'll be able to hear on this radio station as well on Friday night. So we got a lot of action coming up. All right, so the schedule tonight, you're going to have Dan Day on as a bridge starting at 6 p.m. And then Preheat with Solana and Tommy Tighe begins at 6:15 tonight. And then you will get Heat and Nuggets, Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call right here tonight. Game tips off at 7:30 p.m. from the Kaseya Center in Miami. Thank you to everyone who gave us a little bit of time today on this holiday week. We appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.